You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk sight loss stories and hear about a listener's sight loss journey. Today, we are joined by Graham Longley. Graham, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we'll talk about a few things, including your own business in a bit. But before that, can you tell us what is your kind of sight condition and a bit about the diagnosis?
I basically have rod cone dystrophy, so very similar to retinitis pigmentosa. And that's what I was originally diagnosed with, but it turned out that I've actually got Bardet-Biedl syndrome. In terms of the diagnosis, I'd always said from about the age of 5 that I couldn't see in the dark, and in the early 70s I was told I should eat more carrots because there was very little awareness of eye conditions back in those days. My initial diagnosis of RP was around about the age of 9 when I was struggling to read the board, and then I probably preserved that level of vision until I was about 14 when I lost the ability to read small print. And then at 18 or possibly 19, I had another deterioration where I couldn't read print any longer and lost quite a big chunk of remaining kind of detailed vision. So that's what I've had ever since.
When it comes to adapting to life with sight loss, what did you find helped you the most to kind of learn how to do things differently and adapt to, you know, doing things differently?
One thing that made one of the biggest differences was actually learning Braille. And I know these days, obviously, there's a lot of conversation as to, you know, how popular Braille is, how relevant it is, and all the rest of it. I finished my A-levels in Braille, had a bit of a crash course when I was at Hereford, and finished my A-levels, did all of my higher education in Braille. And I honestly don't think I'd be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for skills like Braille and typing and long cane mobility. Some of the kind of useful skills I learned while I was at Hereford back in the 80s.
Speaking of the things you are doing now, you run a business, one that we've mentioned quite a lot on RNIB Connect Radio, including Tech Talk. Can you tell us a little bit about how Aspire Consultancy came about, and how did it come about that you wanted to actually get into business?
It almost came about by accident. I was on a graduate management trainee scheme with a major UK bank. I wasn't enjoying it. I wasn't getting supported very well. A familiar story in employment even now, I think. And I decided to leave the scheme at the end of the first year. And I was thinking what I could do next. And I thought, well, I'm a competent user of JAWS in particular. And I thought, I wonder if I could teach other people how to use it and maybe even sell it as well. So I didn't know at the time if the business was going to work, how long it was going to last. And it almost fell into it by accident. And 27, nearly 27 years later, I'm still doing it. So
what sort of things does Aspire Consultancy offer? What sort of things do you offer to people?
So it's advice, assessment, training, and product sales. So training largely on Fusion, JAWS, and JSA. A supply of a wide range of products, from Braille to low vision to mobility aids, all different types of assistive technology.
What would you say has helped you to, you know, keep the business going for this long and keep you determined to, you know, to carry things on?
I think I always set the business up to help people first and kind of make money at the same time, but helping people first. I had never wanted to be big and have cars and offices and lots of staff. I just wanted to kind of be small and always be kind of solutions based. So not shifting lots of boxes, but actually making sure that the customer has the right solution. So really wanting to make a difference to people in, well, whether it's, you know, personal, you know, education or employment really, but just helping people to you know, to kind of advance, really, I would say.
Based on kind of all your experiences, and it sounds like you've been through quite a lot, and you come out at the end of it quite successful with Aspire Consultancy, still very much going strong. What would you say be your message to other people who are at the other end, who are new to sight loss and have been maybe newly diagnosed and, you know, can be at a bit of a loss as to what to do or how to deal with it?
I think it's probably finding the right support, but kind of looking around to see what support is available and just have a go. and just, you know, but trying to connect with the right people, the right organizations in order to get the right support, whether that's mobility or equipment or education or employment advice or whatever it is. I would say that, you know, try and reach out to the right people.
Right, well, that's very good. Thank you very much, Graham Longley, for sharing your sight loss story with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.